Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. We are all singing to Steve Miller Band's Rockin' Me. And the Beach Boys started the show, and this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. The beach along Florida's Gulf Coast, definitely not the place to be Wednesday morning when Hurricane Idalia tore into the shoreline, splitting trees in half, ripping off roofs, and turning cars into boats. It's the kind of ferocious weather that has our guest showing up to his job with a helmet on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Idalia was hurricane number 26 for storm hunter, adventurer, meteorologist Mark Robinson. He joins us now. Hi, Mark. Hurricane 26?
Yeah, Hurricane 26, yes.
Wow.
So what keeps you going back?
You know, I'm fascinated by the natural world, the extremes that that these storms can get to.
Oh, no question. And you talk, well, first of all, I think about your wife and your kids. Sorry, I just always go there. But what do they think about you racing off to the next dangerous weather system, Mark?
Well, you know, you're breaking up a little bit, but I'll see if I can get through here.
Sure.
My wife, actually met her through a bit of some of my friends who are storm chasers. So she used to come with me all the time to out chasing. So now that our daughter's a little older, she's going to come out again with me. Now that things are a little bit more relaxed, we can leave the little one at home.
Well, who are you married to, Helen Hunt? It sounds like the movie Twister. What's going on?
Yeah, no, my wife is a real life Helen Hunt. That's what I like.
Yes. There you go. I love it. I love it. Okay.
So, Mark, when Idalia was going up the coast yesterday and the day before and made landfall at Big Bend, explain for us where you were and what you were feeling and seeing.
Well, I was in a small town called Perry, which was about 15, 20 kilometers inland from the actual shoreline, maybe even more than that. It's very swampy south of the town. So we didn't have to deal with storm surge. What we did have to deal with on this one was the winds. So there was extreme winds with potentially coming in. So as we got to that town, we actually drove from Gainesville all the way out to Perry in the morning as it was making its way on land. And the winds, when we got there, were starting to cause power flashes, so you could see the transformers exploding. And by late morning, it was tearing roofs off around us.
Wow. Floridians, I will say, are hardy stock because this type of weather is not uncommon for the state. What were locals saying to you, and like, what stories did you hear?
Well, you know, when we were in Gainesville, we were leaving to go in the morning. I was talking to some people who had finally gotten from where we were going to, near the town of Perry, had come to Gainesville to basically evacuate, stay out of sight of the main damage path. And they said, hey, we're in trailer park. We want to be really careful, so we're going to evacuate out of there. But when we were down in Tampa, people weren't too concerned because they could sort of see where the storm was moving away from Tampa. So they were saying, like, okay, we're taking it seriously, but I think we're going to be okay. People in Gainesville were sort of saying, well, they weren't 100% sure. So they're like, we're going to hunker down for today, and hopefully it misses us. And it does look like it missed Gainesville to here now, and there's not that much damage.
So this doesn't sound like it's been one of the worst hurricanes you've experienced.
No, and I mean, I think because of where it came in, which is that Big Bend area, it didn't hit the huge population areas. When it hits population areas, that's when it does tremendous damage because just people are in the way of it. But with this one, it came into a very sparsely populated area, and that was a silver lining to this storm.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And so what's the next storm you've got your eye on, Mark? I mean, what should we be bracing for next?
Well, you know, thunderstorm season isn't done in southern Ontario, so I'm heading back up that way for some thunderstorms. Now, having said that also, you know, we're only partway through the hurricane season down here in South Florida, in Florida and the southern part of the United States. You know, we often get our hurricanes in Canada a little later on in the season. So it's entirely possible that, you know, we could be seeing, you know, more hurricanes in say, late September or October in Nova Scotia or in Newfoundland. Now, keep in mind, the one we saw last year, Fiona, that was a very unusual one. We don't usually see them that strong in Canada. But, you know, I don't want to say that it's impossible that we won't see another Fiona.
Our guest, Mark Robinson, storm hunter, adventurer, meteorologist with the Weather Network. Safe flight back, Mark. Thanks so much.
No problem. My pleasure.